from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jumper is Washington, partially blocked, ricochets back, and he slams it! P.J. Washington in the right spot.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where during the break, you guys have also taught me the horrifying lyrics to the Macarena. So thank you for also changing my perception of that song. Now, we said today that we're going to be happy and cheery about the Mavs season and try to look at some ways to change some stuff. Here's one thing that I am super duper excited about. If you can take Davis Bertans and figure out a way to unload that deal, I don't really think there's just about anything Nico and the Mavs front office can't do.
That was one of the most amazing things last year. And I go back to us four being together when the Mavericks traded Kristaps Porzingis to Washington.
Do we have that drop of you going, no, they didn't trade KP?
Reggie announces the trade. And I'm like, no, they didn't. Because he goes, Spencer Dinwiddie and Davis Bertans. And I'm like, there's no way the Mavs traded for those two guys. Like, that doesn't make any sense. And Davis Bertans, because literally like 4 days before that, they're like, worst contracts in the NBA. And they're like, number one, the worst, Davis Bertans.
Yeah.
And they're like, traded for him. And then the Mavericks, I don't know how they were able to do it, but last year they ended up getting the 24th pick for Davis Bertans. And they, I guess people don't remember this. Remember that we did have Rashawn Holmes this year for
a
second?
And I do.
It was like, maybe he could help. Maybe he's better than Dwight Powell. I think he is, but the Mavericks decided we're not going to try that. And then they were able to move Rashawn Holmes, Grant Williams, and do different things to get in PJ Washington and to get Daniel Gafford. So the Mavericks have shown the ability over the last 12 months, let's say, since last year's draft, to really make some moves that you didn't think were going to be available or able to make. So I don't know in the next couple of weeks, because here we are. The draft is coming up next week.
Yeah.
And then free agency happens right after the draft is over.
And you can start talking with your own free agents now. And
yeah, so all these teams have had a month or two to discuss what they're going to do next year. The Mavericks, obviously they've had discussions, but for us fans, it's like, oh, we lost. Guess what? Next week the draft happens. You only have the last pick in the second round, so you don't have to worry about that too much. But then the next day or two is free agency, and then possible trades.
You know, one of the things that I really like that the Mavericks were able to do in these trades, they identified a team that didn't care about draft picks in Oklahoma City, because Oklahoma City still has 60 kajillion draft picks, and they're like, hey, they're not going to use all these draft picks, and they're probably going to be looking for an opportunity at a salary dump at some point. So I just really thought it was a savvy move to identify, like, that team in particular, and I'm not saying that's the only team, but that's, like, the number one team I think of as these draft picks are our playthings to do whatever we want.
Yeah, I called it the Bank of Presti because Sam Presti and Oklahoma, like, they've basically funded some of the moves. In fact, the Daniel Gafford move does not get done if you do not get that additional first-round pick from the Thunder. I think that that actually highlights one of the things that I've been interested and I want to give Nico Harrison a lot of credit for, because when a new general manager comes into the league, it always feels like when somebody is weak on a defense where it's like, hey, we're going to pick on that guy and see what we can get away with. And Nico Harrison hasn't gotten picked on when it comes to these dealings. And I wonder if some of that is because he, and maybe intentionally, maybe unintentional, I don't know, has only worked with kind of general managers that we would not point as like really hawks or really great general managers. They made trades with Sacramento and Charlotte and Washington. Those are not necessarily the most well-run organizations. Right. Sacramento maybe being the best of those. And then worked with Sam Presti, but they gave value in order to get those trades, right? And so I wonder, like, if you have to go into a world where you have to deal with more people, is he capable? Is he willing? And I think that he probably is, but I could look at that as maybe like, I wonder what still exists for him as a general manager, and also give him a lot of credit for knowing the places where you can go and you can really exploit the situation. And they did that incredibly this year.
Now, last year he used the draft to really make his moves, sure. Right? He went from pick 10 to 12 to get rid of Bertans, knowing that Derek Lively was going to fall to 12 for him.
And that's who they were going to take anyway.
Oklahoma City wanted Cason Wallace at 10. So that was a great trade. And then he used the trade exception, the money, because he had to take on Rashawn Holmes. Sacramento is like, we want to get rid of this salary. We don't want this salary on our books anymore. And to take this salary, we will give you the 24th overall pick. And they liked Omax Prosper. So far, he hasn't worked out at all, but we'll see what happens. Here is the issue that I want to go with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just real quick, Mike, I don't mean to stop your train of thought. I appreciated that they did use the trade exception, because
Mark Cuban didn't.
Exactly. And we're like, oh, we have it. But every year you'd be like, oh, who are we going to get? They're probably just going to let it go.
And 99% of the time it felt like the Mavs let it go. Yes. Now, he used the draft last year. This year, the Mavs have, obviously, they're traded their first round pick to New York. That's part of the Porzingis trade. That trade will be completed in a week from now, that you are done with the Porzingis trade. Finally, you're second round pick goes to Boston, but you have their second round pick. So literally you have the last pick in the second round. Your 2025 second round pick is traded. Your 2026 second round pick is traded. Your 2027 second round pick is traded. Your 2028 first and second round is traded. By the way, that's Oklahoma City who gets that first round pick in 28. Your 2029 first round pick is traded with no protection. Your 2029 second round pick is traded. Your 2030 first round pick is traded. Your 2030 second round pick is traded. So you
wait, what's left?
You have two first round picks until 2031. You have your 2025, your 2026 first round picks available. You can't trade both of them. You could trade one of them. And your next first round pick is in 2031. Just to know what they did to get Kyrie Irving, to get Daniel Gafford, to get PJ Washington, they literally have two first round picks available. If I said it right, I'm working off of a website there. You literally have until 2031, you have your 25 and 26 first round picks.
And like, you're happy with getting to the finals along the way while accomplishing that?
For sure.
Okay.
The point is, that wasn't my point. The point is he used the draft last year. He used the draft to get Kyrie Irving. He doesn't really have that ability this offseason. Next week, when the draft happens, he doesn't have the ability to really use future assets and draft picks. He can use one.
Right.
And that's it. To maybe change the team. So if you want to get rid of Tim Hardaway Jr., you're going to have to attach a first round pick to it, most likely. Just like the way of like, hey, we'll give you a first round pick if you take Rashawn Holmes. The Mavericks were willing to do that. So if you want to give away Tim Hardaway Jr., you probably have to give away your 2026 first round pick, which means you have one first round pick until 2031. So it's going to be interesting. I trust Nico. He's done a great job. I'll throw in Michael Finley and the staff. They're going to have to figure out maybe a different way to do it. But if you can trade Davis Bertans, this is what I told you guys yesterday morning, and we're coming with it today. If you can trade the worst contract in the NBA who's not contributing and get a first-round pick out of it, you can probably figure out another way how to, and I'm going to throw out names here, how to trade Tim Hardaway Jr. He should.
Is that the number one?
Because he's an expiring contract at 16 point something million dollars. I think that you should look to trade Maxi Kleba. He's never healthy. And then he is, I hate saying this, I do like him, and I do think he's a 15 to 20 minute player, but he is scared of the moment a lot of times in the playoffs offensively. And that's a tough person to play in the playoffs if you're scared of the basketball in the playoffs.
And he has 2 for 22 left.
Right, so a little bit more difficult, but he can still play in the league, where I don't think Tim Hardaway Jr. can really play much more in the league. I think he's going to play about 2, maybe 3 more years in the league, and then his career will be over. Great career for him. I'm not taking a shot there at Tim Hardaway Jr. He's just at the age where it's getting close to the end. I do think that he's going to look at Omax Prosper, Jaden Hardy, Josh Green. And he's not going to trade all three. I don't think he's going to trade all three of them. If the right package came about, maybe he will. But I do think he's going to use one, if not two, of those guys to improve your either sixth man role or your third best player on the team.
And so that's who you have to include to make it worthwhile to also take like this potential salary dump that comes in some of these things,
right?
Do you think?
Right. I'm just throwing out a team.
Yeah.
Detroit was the worst team in basketball last year. If Detroit was going to trade you a good player off of their team that won 14 games, they're going to be like, you don't have any draft picks.
Yeah.
And then you're going to say, well, we don't have any future picks to trade you, but we do have Omax Prosper, Josh Green on a favorable contract. His contract extension kicks in next year at like about $14 million a year. And we have Jaden Hardy, who still has 2 years left on his rookie deal. So that would be the way that you would use Tim Hardaway Jr., possibly a guy like Maxi Kleba, to try to get better. I want to make sure I get this clear too, with Sean Sharif kind of picking on PJ Washington the last week or two. I understand PJ Washington is limited. If he was a good offensive player, he'd be making close to $40 million a year.
Yeah.
He is a very good defensive player. He's an inconsistent offensive player. And you know what? Next year, I think he makes less than $15 million. We signed for a long time. It felt like a 74-year deal. We were paying Dwight Powell $11 million to be the worst center in the NBA. He was getting paid last year $4 or $5 million more than what we paid for. It felt like a 5-year period to Dwight Powell. Yeah. Now, Dwight Powell's on a $4 million deal now. That makes more sense to wave a towel at $4 million. But I just look at it and go, PJ Washington, I love him. I think he's a valuable piece to the future of the Dallas Mavericks. If he was a consistent offensive player or becomes a consistent offensive player, I don't know if he'll become consistent. He was consistently 16 points a night, somewhere between that 12 and 20 on a nightly basis. He would get paid $30 million a year.
I am also not in the, you could have a disappointing run at the end of the NBA Finals. I am also not in the, oh, we're stuck with PJ Washington crew. I'm
not
like,
at all.
I'm glad he upgrades our defense, and clearly there's some things he needs to work
on. If he's getting paid $30 million a year, Corey, it would worry me.
Yeah, and then the next year it goes down again.
Right, he has a descending contract.
Yeah, that's nice. It's 9% of your cap at that point. So
delightful.
And that's one of the places where I think you circle back and you can connect it to that first segment where this is the young core that you're talking about. He's 25 years old. Like, there's still a possibility of development within his game, and he does have the ability and touch in the middle of the floor. You have seen that three-point shot maybe become a little bit more consistent, although that faded at the very end of this playoff run, right? Like, you might see, Mike, the opportunity for him to be more consistent with a role and an opportunity like he's had in Dallas.
I'm with you, and here's what Nico has to build off of that he's like, we're not getting rid of these guys. This is our core to win a championship. Luka, Kyrie, Gafford, Lively, PJ Washington are the core. Now, I'm not saying that that's your starting five next year or anything, but I'm saying he has those five guys that he's like, these are the five guys we're not even listening to for trade situation. We love this, but you need to add, because you're probably losing Derek Jones Jr., you probably need to add a starter, or somebody has to step up into a starting role. And you need somebody off the bench who can score the basketball. Maybe that's Jaden Hardy takes his game to another level at 22 years old. But I do think the Mavs realize a few tweaks need to be made. And if those tweaks end up being right, you could win the championship next year. You are now a championship contender with a group of guys going back to 2011. After they decided to get rid of Tyson Chandler for the drug addict, it went bad. And it went bad for about 7 years.
Yeah.
And so now you have guys that are in their mid-20s, even a few guys that are in their young 20s and Lively and Hardy, if Hardy's back. I'm not saying get rid of Hardy. I'm just saying you might have to use him
to
get the piece you need. That you have a group that looks like for the next 3 to 5 years, and they're all under multi-year contracts. They all have two or more years left on their contract, that you don't have to worry about one of these guys leaving after next year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.